Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds, right down to the Olympic coverage. It's the best in the business. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a very special look at the NFL draft prospect coming out of UConn, known as Travis Jones, the defensive tackle. So be sure if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, like, comment, share it all around, and be sure to subscribe to our Facebook, YouTube channel, and also our Instagram for clips so you don't miss a single episode of all the amazing football content we put out each and every single week. On our podcast, we have daily uploads, sometimes multiple per day, so check us out over there. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network and all the hard work they've been doing for us. On any major podcast streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, you name it, you can find us on a listening device, right? If you have an Alexa or home device for Google, you can find us over there as well. So please check that over there. Subscribe to our YouTube, our Facebook channels. You've been absolutely doing a tremendous job. We thank you so much for all the support. So let's get into it. Travis Jones, the defensive tackle from UConn. This is a large man right here, coming in at 6'4", coming at a weight of 333 pounds, and he has looked very impressive. Came into UConn his freshman season, right? He came in actually as an offensive lineman. They decided to switch him over to the defensive side, and what a tremendous idea that was. 2018, his first year, he had 46 total tackles. He had half of a sack, so nothing too crazy, but you can see the potential there with the amount of, with the tackles he can get in just one season. 2019, numbers went down a little bit in terms of tackles. He only had 40, but he did ramp it up in the sack department where he had 3.5. There was no 2020 season for UConn. They decided as a program to not play during the COVID year that everyone had, so they did not have a season. So he did not see the field. It was just working out pretty much. Then in this past year, they finally got back to it. 2021, 48 tackles, career high, and he had 4.5 sacks, which is also a career high. So a career year, right, his final year at UConn, and what a great player he has been. And he only ramped up his draft stock even higher because back in early February, there's something known as the Senior Bowl, right? That's where we got to see a lot of talented young men come in here and show what they can do, right? A little bit of a preview to the combine, which is going on currently at the moment. But at the Senior Bowl, man, he did a phenomenal job. Everyone was raving about him on social media, saying that this dude is so strong. He was just throwing guys around pretty much and just a force to be reckoned with. So that helped his draft stock a ton. Now, let's talk more about him. Let's talk more about what he can improve on, what he's excelling at, and where I think what round he's going to go in the NFL draft come April. So like I said, he's only been as a defensive tackle since college, really. So he still needs a little bit of time there to kind of just, you know, just get some more snaps, learn a little bit more about the position, and just play some more. So that's no knock on him. They switched his positions, but he's been doing great ever since he did. like I said, is a freshman. He played in 12 games, all 12 of them, started in 10, so looked good there. In 2019, he started all 12 games, right? He looked good there too. 2020, like I said, didn't play, but then in 2021, man, he did a great job getting some sacks, tackle for losses, stops, quarterback hits, you name it. And, I mean, man, Travis Jones was able to get it done. So he's shown flashes of brilliance, but the real question is, can he do it week by week, every given Sunday, as they say in the NFL? We don't know yet. Guys, what's more important than peace of mind? I'll tell you what, it's nothing. And that's what NordVPN is here for, to give you peace of mind while you are online. And with all the threats that you face today on the internet, because let's face it, there's a bunch of them, it's more important than ever to be sure you have the best VPN you can get. NordVPN is the world's best VPN service, offering the fastest connectivity, most servers, and next-gen encryptions to make sure that everything you do online stays secure. Plus, you can use NordVPN on all of your computers and devices, no matter the operating system. With NordVPN's unlimited bandwidth, you never have to worry about a slow connection either, and plans start at under $4 per month. So, grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/believe or use the code believe, that's BLEAV, to get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan, plus one additional month for free. It's also risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Like I say, he's a big guy, 6'4", 333, might be a little bit slimmer now with the combine coming up. But he's got pretty good athleticism for a guy his size, right? I mean, his size, his weight, he's able to move pretty solid. He's strong too, right? He's a big guy, but he's good in the weight room, so you don't have to worry about him ever being a little bit weak against some offensive linemen. He's got a good vertical, right? His vertical, at least at the time, right, it could be a little bit higher or lower depending on how it goes in a couple of days. But currently it's 28.5 inches, and his shuttle time is 4.57. That's insane for a guy his size. And he's got impressive abilities, right? And his athleticism is solid. He plays with leverage. He gets to the point of attack, whether it's inside or outside. And he also keeps an eye on the backfield. So he knows what's going on. He can see when the running back's trying to get to him, and he can just swallow him up and lay him down flat on the ground. He's got good hand placement, right? He's good with his strength, so he's going to be able to give a good push and really try and get to the quarterback. Like I said, he's got good leverage, and he's great at getting through gaps also. He can just pretty much shove you through the way and get to the quarterback, get some quarterback hits or some sacks. But where he really gets really solid at, I think, is his run defense, because he can just blast through the offensive lineman. And when the running back is off to the side or behind the quarterback, he's got to take a few more steps, and that is where Travis Jones is able to just, get his big frame in front of him. And being an elite tackler also, he's a guy who wraps you up. He's going to drive you down. So you know that he's not going to miss many tackles. And if you're especially a smaller running back, it's going to be hard to get by him. I don't see a whole lot of power guys trying to take him down. Maybe the elusive guys might get a spin move maybe or a juke move off on him. But it's going to be a little bit tough though, because this guy is a force in the run-stopping game. Like I say, he's got great upper body strength with his chest, with his arms. his shoulders and his ability to really just clog the running lanes once again. That is where he's going to excel. His Senior Bowl performance really helped him out. I'm sure the combine is only going to do him an even better favor, right, in terms of boosting his draft stock. But some of the things that I think he needs to work on, though, just being a little bit more of an aggressor, I need to see him toss those guys aside a little bit more. Sometimes he can, I wouldn't say take a play off, but maybe not do it as much as I would prefer. Also, some things to know about him, right? He's been whenever you see a guy who gets a ton of tackles and can get to the quarterback, he tend to get double teamed. And that's where the greats really step it up, is they show that they can take on those double teams. And Travis he struggles with that still. And like I said, that might just be the amount of the lack of time he's played at the defensive tackle position. But he does need to work with getting double teamed in the NFL, because those guys are going to be more experienced and just better at the offensive line in general. Like I said, decent speed for his size, could always get a little bit faster. That's something he can always grow. So hopefully he can get a little bit more foot speed and a little bit more just speed in general. And his pass rushing is so-so, right? It's not the best. He's definitely better of a run defender. But if he can get an even better as a pass rusher, that would really help him out. He needs to develop a couple of skills, getting by some blockers, maybe some more spin moves or something, because really all he knows is just kind of running through you, getting that bull rush. He doesn't have that many maneuvers in his bag to get to a quarterback or to throw off an offensive lineman. So he's got to work on that. And sometimes he's inconsistent with separating from blocks. So we'll see how he can improve on those and get better in the NFL. But all in all, my final thoughts on Travis Jones: I like this young man. He's shown that he's got talent. There's glances, right? There's blips of a potential superstar in the later rounds in the draft. I think he'll go maybe third, fourth round, a developmental project, someone who you can plug in if you need a run stopper, or on a short third down, maybe throw him in there and see what he can do. But overall, I like him. As long as he can develop as a better pass rusher, maintain his phenomenal abilities as a run defender, I think he'll do fine in the NFL. I think that, you know, it'll be a little bit maybe of a slower start in the beginning, just kind of getting adjusted to the game. Like, I think the majority of the later round picks, that's kind of how they're going to be. You're going to have to really get used to the way the NFL is, how it plays, before you can really start to excel. And I think whoever gets Travis Jones is someone who needs some obvious run defense. There's a couple teams in the NFL. I know this is more of a passing league, but I mean, with guys like, you know, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, just to name, you know, two of them, there's still a good amount of solid running backs in the league, and you need someone to stuff them. And that's what Travis Jones is here to do. So I like this young man. I can't wait to see where he gets drafted. I can't wait to see how he does at the combine this week. And I think Travis Jones is going to be phenomenal. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So if you have enjoyed this episode, this video, the podcast, this video on our Facebook and YouTube, this episode of the podcast, thank you so much for listening, for tuning in. Like I said, we go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. And we have a tremendous podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, available anywhere for you to listen to, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, right? If you have an Alexa or a Google device, just say, hey, Alexa, play 100 at the Football, and it will play. Go over there, subscribe. We have daily uploads, multiple uploads per day even, on our Instagram, at 100 Football. We have clips of all of our shows, so go over there and support us over there. And just thank you guys so much for tuning in, for watching, for listening to my breakdown of the NFL draft prospect known as Travis Jones. I think the young man is going to do great at the next level. Leave a comment. What do you think? How do you think he will do? Where do you think he will end up? Where will he get drafted? And will he be on your team? Just let us know in the comments, and we will respond. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and for listening. I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a tremendous day, and we will talk to you again on another live episode here at 100 Yards of Football. Stay safe. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. tune in daily to the podcast, and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.